Now, Straight Talk Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good morning, everybody. It's great to be here with you. What a wonderful weekend. We had a super night last night. I'm sure a lot of you tuned into CFAX yesterday. The radiothon was a success beyond compare. Over $100,000 raised for the David Foster Foundation, which is fabulous. People in Victoria always give back on Vancouver Island. And last night, CTV Vancouver Island had a red carpet, or actually a purple carpet event from 5 to 7 Live, which was phenomenal. It was star-studded and went without a glitch. And I was lucky enough to get to go to the event last night, and my friend Deb helped truss me up, and my neighbor Andrea drove me there. And there was all kinds of stars and great singing, Pamela Anderson, and I was talking to Kevin Walker from the Oak Bay Beach Hotel, and I saw this lady next door to him. I thought, gee, she looks kind of familiar. And she goes, oh, I love your dress. And Lorraine Harper, it was Prime Minister's wife. So, you know, I guess it was Michelle Obama. We might know who it was. But anyway, she was a very nice lady. Reuben Studdard sang a few phrases here and there, and he can make anything sound good. And the Canadian tenors. Anyways, tonight is going to be a treat for all of you who are going tonight. If you don't have tickets, make sure you buy them, because it really was a fabulous event. And it's great that David Foster gives back to his city. And, of course, CTV and Cool FM and CTV Vancouver and CFAX, all are media partners, and we're really proud to be part of that event. On the phone today, we have Deanna Young from Food for Thought. We're going to talk about another kind of party, which is kind of a girly night party. How are you, Deanna?
Oh, good, Patty. How are you?
I'm very good.
I'm glad you had a great time last night.
It was. You know, I had the big high heels on, and I had to watch some videos, how to walk them. I felt like a robot. And then, you know, I had so much support gear on. It was when I went home, it was wasn't pretty. But, you know, it was great to get all gussied up and to have such a great event to go to. And it felt like kind of being in someone's living room with the best music in the world. Yeah, I mean, David Foster does a story where he talks about his wives and all the different songs that he had to write, and they got, with the alimony, kind of those songs paid for their beautiful houses in Malibu. And anyways, but he went through his body of work that way, and it's amazing how many songs he's written.
It is.
Oh, how many artists he's been part of. So very cool. And speaking of very cool, we've got some ideas. You always give me great ideas for themes for our show. And you were talking about girls' night. So what do you have for us?
There's a bunch of us girls that a lot of my girlfriends represent wine, and we do kind of chicks who like wine, I think we call it sometimes. So there's lots of different ways you can do wine parties. You can theme it where it's a certain region or Sonoma. Say everyone has to bring a wine from Sonoma, and there's all different types of things you can do to make it fun. Do blind tasting where you bag all the bottles and you do sips. And
well, that's how I drink mine.
Yeah. It's funny because a lot of the lower-priced wines win. It's quite funny.
It's really true, you know.
How your palate will tell you what it is instead of your eyes.
Yeah, so. And I think people think it's really the price what matters.
It is.
And there are so many great wines that are a good value.
The Italians know how to do wine, and they have some fantastic wines for $8.99, $9.99, and they stand up to food. They stand up just as a drinkable wine. You don't have to spend the $40, $50, $60. I mean, it's sure nice if you get a beautiful bottle of wine, but there's lots of stuff. In the Fort and Fall Bay Liquor Store, they're great at helping you pick wines. They're all very knowledgeable, and they will, you know, if you tell them what you're cooking, they will definitely find a wine to pair with.
What are some of your favorites, Deanna?
I like big, kind of juicy reds that are kind of big, blow your mouth off chocolate. And
yeah.
Oregon Pinots are kind of my favorite. We've been to Portland a few times and picked up some great wine. There's a really good one called Erath. It's kind of earth jumbled around, but it's an Oregon Pinot, and it's about $35, $40. And it's the scrumptious. It's big and it just blows your mouth off. It's lovely. Pairs really great with, you know, red meat or kind of a, just an all-around great drinking wine.
And I like some of the Pinot Gris, and there's some really nice ones out these days.
Yeah, I mean, right now white wine's kind of, you know, great on the patio. And I really like Prosecco. I think there's a lot of fun things you can do with Prosecco. And there's an organic one at the Fort and Fell Bay again, and it's $17.99, but it is delicious. You can just, you know, have fruit with it, or, you know, a ceviche, or just some shrimp or something. It's delicious.
And it makes it feel special. So what happens at your other things at the girly night when you have them over for wine?
Well, one thing that I think is important if you're going to really understand wine and do it well, there is a thing called a venturi that you put. You can either decant the wine or you can venturi it right into a glass. And it's kind of like a little aerator, mm-hmm. almost like a little colander, if you will, for wine. And you put it in the glass and it comes out all these little holes, and it really aerates the wine. So it gives the wine a chance to breathe, because when it's all bottled up, good wine really needs to be aerated. So that's one thing. You can get them at Everything Wine or probably Winners or any of those places. Okay. And they're just little, and they can fit into a single wine glass. They say with wine, you know, if you're doing a bunch of tasting, you don't really need a palate cleanser, but if you wanted to kind of cleanse your palate for the next wine, a good white bread's really good to kind of get all the sediment and all that kind of stuff off your tongue and just really give you a fresh start for each glass. Mm-hmm. And we've done stuff where we've done, like, everyone brings a wine and the tasting notes and an appy to pair, and then you sit down and kind of, you have the floor for that few minutes of your wine, give everyone a tasting note, do this kind of four S's of wine: see, swirl, smell, sip. And you can swallow, but some people spittoon. If they're going to try a lot of different wines, I mean, it could end in disaster.
Oh.
As you can see.
Rookies.
Yeah. So have a little spittoon there if you're guests. If you're really getting into it and you have, you know, 10 or 12 different bottles of wine to try, you may not want to swallow all of them. Maybe that you don't like it. But you see it, make sure you have a really good look at it and look at the, you know, how big it is and the color. And you swirl it and you can see the viscosity, the legs kind of going down the glass. It kind of gives you more of a taste with your eyes, a smell, and you can kind of talk about, oh, I smell grapefruit or I smell pear, all these different notes that you can kind of talk about. And then obviously you sip it, kind of swirl it around in your mouth a little bit and let it linger on your tongue. And then just really kind of focus on what does it taste like to you. And then in your head kind of think, okay, why would it pair with this particular appy? And you can really, I mean, I'm not a sommelier by any stretch of the imagination, but I don't want to drink wine just to drink wine. I want to learn about it and taste it and smell it and figure out what pairs well with it. So,
and there is a lot to that. I mean, people think, oh, well, it doesn't matter what you drink, but there are certain combinations that would cut through, say, the flavor of lamb or, you know, stronger meats.
Yeah.
What kind of combinations do you put with that then when you bring appies? And, of course, Food for Thought does cocktail parties, so you could supply those. But what kind of foods would you bring that would go with, say, a Pinot Gris this time of year?
A Pinot Gris? Now, this is all my opinion, and I'm not just saying that I'm the authority on it, but I think something like a pear wrapped with Barsola and some blue cheese, or just some sort of maybe a goat cheese or like a light cheese, something crisp, maybe some apple grated with some smoked tuna on a little spoon with a little bit of lemon juice. I don't know, just something really fresh. You want to really pick up on the freshness of the Pinot Gris. Cheese obviously goes well with wine. I mean, they're like peanut butter and jelly, right?
So pear, fruit, and cheese kind of are a nice combination with a nice cold Pinot Gris this time of year.
And also you could do a lovely, like, light white wine, lemon, scampi kind of pasta. Mm. Something just really fresh on the palate, not too heavy.
Ooh, that sounds delicious. We're going to come back in a minute, and we're going to talk a little more about Girls' Night In.
First with traffic, tie-ups, closures, ferry waits. The information that can make or break your commute. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Sleep Country, Canada.
Christine, what surprises people when they come into Sleep Country?
I suppose it's how many pillows we have.
Why do you have so many?
Because not everyone sleeps the same. Some prefer to sleep on their back, others on their stomach or their side.
But how do I choose the right one?
Sleep Country has sleep experts that are trained to match you with the pillow that's right for you and your entire sleep system. No matter how you sleep, we've got your pillow.
Why am I a mattress?
The Beacon Hill Children's Farm, voted Victoria's best kids attraction, is open daily 10 till 5. Come cheer on the 50 baby goats as they stampede at 10:10 and 5:10. Marvel at the miniature piglets just born. The Beacon Hill Children's Farm. Kids, baby goats, and piggies. What could be more fun for the family? Beacon Hill Children's Farm, located in beautiful Beacon Hill Park, funded by your donations.
It's not just when approaching a stop police car that you have to slow down and move over. I'm BC Ambulance Superintendent Grant Brills. The law here in BC requires you to slow down and move over when approaching any emergency vehicle stopped on the side of the road with its lights flashing. That includes ambulances, fire trucks, and tow trucks. Please slow down and give us room to work. Our lives may depend on it.
A heads up from the CRD Traffic Safety Commission and CFAX 1070.
Are you tired of taking multiple supplements every day? If you haven't already tried Miké Red Reishi, maybe it's time you should. Produced to the highest quality standards and available at your local health food store, just one capsule of Miké a day can improve your energy levels, reduce stress, and support the immune system. Tune in to Talk to the Experts today from 4 to 5 and discover why Miké is the number one Red Reishi extract product on the market. To learn more, visit theonemushroom.com.
Getting down. We're on the phone with Deanna Young from Food for Thought. Deanna, we're talking about a wine party for the girls, but you know, it's so important to socialize because we have all the social media now, and that's fine. But really, like last night at the Foster do, you know, it's so important to get together with people, have some music, have a drink, just enjoy each other's company.
Yeah, that face-to-face definitely is something. I mean, Facebook and all the social media is great, keeping in touch. But there's something about that face-to-face and enjoying a memory together, which is lovely.
It sure is. Now, I know you do cocktail parties at Food for Thought. How many appies do you need per person if you're going to have one of these dues?
I guess depending on if it's an afternoon or an evening, if you want to do a meal replacement, you know, 12 to 18 canapes kind of is a guideline. You know, some of them aren't very big, and there's some men that, you know, my husband would like to have, you know, a little sustenance. So, you know, 12 to 18, if you have some cheese and some platters involved in that as well, that's, you know, kind of a good thing to base your canapes on. We also do really great wine tasting dinners. We have each course paired with a specific wine, and we did one recently with Matt Phillips, a beer versus wine dinner, and it was amazing.
How did that go over?
Beer won, if you can believe it.
Is that right?
Yeah, so I mean, it's really a fun thing to do, is to pair your wine with your food. That to me is the ultimate night out. And there's a great book that I bought, just so, like I said, I'm not a sommelier, but it's called Wine for Dummies. And it really, you know, the computer books for dummies, all those different books that you can buy, there's one called Wine for Dummies. And it really breaks, it demystifies the whole, you know, everything for you in a real layman way. And it's lovely for us kind of starting out.
Yeah, and I think that it's fun to learn about anything in life and always be learning. So even with wine, I went to an event a couple of times, Christmas in November in Jasper, and on wine appreciation and oaked and non-oaked. And, you know, you learn a lot of different things that you didn't know about wines, and you do have more of appreciation instead of just guzzling it, as they say. You can really, you know, take a note of the notes of the wine and think about where the region it came from, the year it was corked, that kind of thing.
And there's a great app that you can get for your smartphone that you can actually scan the bottle and find out, like if someone brought a bottle of wine over to you and maybe you don't know about it, you can scan the bottle with your smartphone and it brings up the actual listing and all the notes and everything. And it's kind of handy to have in your phone if you do want to buy that.
Well,
wine
you're
again.
Young, though. See, you know how to work the phone. I can barely answer mine. I'm a bit like Maxwell Smart answering.
Or you can Google it.
Like, well, hey, that's my memory now. It's like, oh, I've got to Google that. Who am
the other
I?
Thing too, you might want to kind of base, like, you're using it about 5 glasses per bottle of wine. And, you know, if you're having 20 guests over, maybe everyone's going to have a couple of glasses of wine. It's an easy way to kind of guesstimate how much wine you need to have on hand. And when you're doing tastings, kind of feel like one bottle per 8 to 10 people would be sufficient for a tasting. So everyone gets a nice, you know, ounce pour, and they can either swallow or spittoon, whatever they desire.
And do you usually have a sweet to end the night, like a dessert, or is it mostly a savory?
No, God, no. I love having sweets with you know, there's some great late harvests out there. There's one late harvest that I'm specifically in love with, and it's Venturi Schultz, and it's up island here, so it's local. And they have a Brandenburg number 3 that is absolutely to die for. And if you get the Hillary Moonstuck blue cheese and you pair that, just pour a little in a little snifter or port glass or even a wine glass, and you just put a little piece of cheese on your stem, and you just sip and you taste the cheese. Unbelievable. That's dessert right there. It's fantastic.
Delicious. So I really encourage everybody to think about some girls, some friends they haven't seen in a while, and take some of these suggestions from Deanna Young. You can always call her, Food for Thought, 478-2721, or look them up, foodforthought@islandnet.com. And also, I guess you're super busy right now with weddings and all kinds of occasions.
Yeah, it's great, actually. We're doing big, huge grads and lovely weddings, and we're out at Seasider a lot, so we're having a great time.
Well, it's nice that you love what you do.
We do love what we do, and, you know, our chef is amazing, and he just loves to entertain and to really, you know, think outside the box. So if you ever want to have a bunch of girls over and you want to have some Australian chef in your kitchen showing you the ropes and making you a delicious food, we'd love to do that for you.
Hello, I'm in.
I'm in. I'll come to your house.
All right, Deanna. Well, great talking to you. Have a wonderful weekend.
Oh, Patty, thanks so much. We appreciate it. Have a great day.
Okay, we'll talk to you soon. Well, you know, after all that food, you really have to kind of work it off. So on the phone with me is Vicki Waters from Jazzercise, well-known to everybody. How are you, Vicki?
Hey, I'm great, Patty. Nice to talk to you.
Now, are you still working and jazzercising?
Yes, ma'am. Just finished leading a class just now. Love it.
Wow. How many today?
Only one on Saturdays.
No, but how many people?
Oh, how many people there today? We had 91 today.
Wow.
Yeah, lots of people. Everybody likes to get together and have a good time. And then the end result, if we feel stronger, fitter, leaner, it's a good thing.
And, you know, Vicki has such devotees across the region. And once they start this class, they never want to leave. And it's sort of a fun way to get exercise, right? And to socialize and have music, like a dance party.
It is just like a dance party.
Well, without the booze.
Yeah, exactly. I was just thinking about pairing my wine with whatever and thinking, how do we fit that into a jazzercise class?
I don't think it goes.
No,
not yet. And you've also got something really big you're working on, and you've been doing it for many years. Tell us about the event coming up on Sunday.
Yeah, that's tomorrow, the World Partnership Walk. I've been involved in that event, Patty, for so long that the very first time I warmed up the walk, I dragged a record player and my 45s down there to do this, to lead the warm up. So that's a
Were there dinosaurs roaming the earth then? No.
Yeah, pretty much so. Yeah, a long time ago. The walk itself is a real nice day. It's a fun filled, uplifting event. Everybody's welcome. What we're all doing there, Patty, is we're sort of aiming to help alleviate some of the stress in some of the people's lives in developing countries, helping to ensure that those people have what we consider the basics, as like clean water, adequate food, safe lodgings, and education, which, you know, in many parts of the world is really a luxury. So that's what we're sort of aiming to make happen.
And I know Nazriani's been doing this for years. I know CTV is a partner, and Louise Hartland will be there. But it's a fantastic contribution he's made with the funds they've raised over these years.
Yeah. It's been amazing. And the coolest part about it all is that it's just people coming together towards a common cause, and that, you know, always has a positive effect. So last year there was, you know, 2,000 people out at the walk. They're expecting 2,500 this year, and like I said, it's everybody's welcome. Don't need to register. You just come down to the park.
And so it makes it really easy, right? And we can wheel, walk, however we get there. And,
exactly.
And it's going to be a beautiful day.
It's going to be a beautiful day. It's pet friendly as well. You can bring your pet on a leash. Yeah, and like you say, strollers, everybody.
No goats.
It's no goats. Well, I don't know. I don't know if you have a plastic bag big enough.
Yeah, right.
It's really an everybody welcome thing. It's such a great event. And the walk itself kicks off at 11 a.m. I'll be doing the warm up for the walk then. And then afterwards, there's entertainment, the Kai bands on stage, stuff for the kids to do. Party Perfect is going to be there. There's going to be face painting, balloon animals. And the other really cool part about the day is that there's a global village set up. So what can happen is people can really get aware about what's going on in the world. And, you know, for me, it's been a process. And It's a mind-blowing process. So I invite everybody to come down, take part in the fun, and to take a look at what is happening in the world. Because really, we all live in a, when you look at it, perspective-wise, we all live in the same village, Patty.
Oh, absolutely. The world's really small. I mean, it looks huge, but it helps to travel. And to also, if you can't travel physically, mentally, to know that we need to take care of each other because we can't be myopic and think whatever we do here matters. It matters what we do, but we have to look at the big picture.
That's exactly correct. Absolutely.
And with your jazzercise in the morning, you don't have to be super fit. You're going to just do something that everybody can kind of take part in?
Yeah, just something to get your muscles moving a little bit, so it's not strenuous whatsoever. And the walk itself, it really is a non-competitive community event. It's like a stroll along Dallas Road down to Clover Point and back. And there's also a shorter route for folks that don't want to walk a 5K walk. But, you know, again, like I said, non-competitive. Everybody welcome. My family, my mom, my dad, my sisters, my sons, my granddaughters, we all take part every year.
Now, you're talking about your granddaughters. You've been doing this for a while. What got you so into fitness?
Oh, man, that's a really great question. Well, you know, I think it, like always, there's some person that draws you into something. And that's what happened for me. It took me probably about a year for them to talk me into it. And this was probably 30 years ago, Patty. Somebody worked on me. I finally went to one class, loved it, because the thing about jazzercise is, you get the work without really knowing you're doing it on some level. And there's some things that you know you're doing the work. But, you know, most of the time, it's again, I'm going to use the word uplifting because the music is so wonderful and the atmosphere in the room is so positive that it just kind of pulls you through the hours. So it was one person that tagged me in. Then that person worked on me for about 4 years saying that, you know, I ought to go out there and do the instructor thing. And the rest is history. I've been leading classes on my own for 24 years now, so loving it.
And I think that's so important. If people have tried an exercise and don't like it, you know, it's really important that I think as you get older, too, you really realize it's you need it for your health. It's not just about the vanity aspect of it and your weight. You really have to keep moving or you lose it. And that's jazzercise, true. There's so many other things besides the gym that you can do. So look at jazzercise or Zumba or something that kind of gets you moving, like you say, and you don't know you're doing it because sometimes that's part of it, the mental stuff.
Yeah, it's very, very true. And I think that we all have to be a little bit of a detective. And I also believe that if you don't love the activity that you're currently taking part in, you may not continue to do it. And yeah, it's about being fit. It's about being committed. It's also about, you know, moving into our later years and having independence. So it's never too early to start thinking about that. And, you know, in my classes, because of the huge numbers, there's a great deal of diversity. There's all ages, all sizes, all fitness levels. And, you know, again,
and it's encouraging too. When people are much older, it's like, wow, I better step up my game.
I've got a couple of gals in the room that are like 83, and I look down at them and I think the same thing. You know, the bar is high.
No kidding. Okay, so we can see you tomorrow. We got to wrap her up here, but we'll see you tomorrow at the Cameron Banshell for the World Partnership Walk at 11 o'clock.
That sounds fantastic, Patty. Everybody, come on down. It is such a great event.
You betcha. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye, Vicki.
Thanks, Patty. Bye now.
Back after the news with Lorna Vanderhaeg.
Russ was trying to get what he needed for a project. But suddenly, there was help from Bob at the Finishing Store. Flooring, mantles, moldings, and doors. Bob can get what you need, even custom and special orders. And for contractors, Cliff is the one name you need. With help from Finishing Store staff like Bob and Cliff,
woo-woo!
Every project is easy.
It all starts here at the Store.
Visit finishingstore.com.
Starting June 8th, the quest for European football supremacy begins. All eyes are on Poland as the co-host nation kicks off against the 2004 champions, Greece. Then, the dark horse Russians look to start the tournament strong against the Czech Republic. 16 teams, one trophy. Who will be crowned the kings of Europe? UEFA Euro 2012. Begins at 11 Eastern on TSN.
It's 11:30. This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. The news begins right now.
Clear skies and 20 degrees downtown. Good morning. I'm Kyle Reynolds.
Over $114,000 was raised yesterday by the Foster Friday Radiothon here at CFAX 1070. All cash raised goes towards the families of children requiring life-saving organ transplants. Families who have been helped by the David Foster Foundation took part in the radiothon yesterday. Lynn Hampson and her family spoke with CFAX's Murray Langdon.
Well, David Foster's helped us twice. Logan here had a liver transplant 3 years ago on Monday, and Allison had a liver transplant about 5 months ago. So we've been helped twice by them.
Celebrities also took part in yesterday's radiothon. That includes Pamela Anderson.
I have a place in Ladysmith. You know, I'm still working on that project. And I was here for 3 weeks last month, and I don't think I've been here for 3 weeks since I lived here. Wow. So it really was helpful, and it's great to come home. Like you said, the people are really nice. They're very generous. Lots of support with charity here.
The Foster Miracle Weekend continues with a concert at the Save-On Foods Memorial Center tonight. Researchers are preparing to install sensors that will help predict tsunamis off the west coast of Vancouver Island. The researchers from the organization Neptune Canada will leave from Esquimalt for the month-long sea expedition tomorrow. Once above the site, they'll install the deep-sea antenna, a star-shaped array of four ultra-sensitive button pressure recorders connected to fiber optic cable. The devices will provide real-time data to Canadian scientists and the Pacific Tsunami Warning Network. And mayors, MLAs, and victims of crime are among the crowd at a forum aimed at keeping young people away from gangs. It's in the memory of Chris Mohan, one of two innocent men gunned down at a Surrey high-rise in 2007. 23-year-old Derek Wu is one of today's participants. He says the anti-gang message has a greater chance of getting through when it comes from fellow teenagers.
I think they're more prone to listen to their peers as opposed to authority figures, because nobody wants to be lectured or told what to do.
Surrey Mayor Diane Watts and Gang Task Force Superintendent Tom McCluskey are also participating. After the news at 11 o'clock this morning, we called the number listed for the Salins residents. We did not get a correct answer, though, to our newsmaker question. So after the news at noon today, our prize will be $189, brought to you by Mini Victoria, newly located at 95 Esquimalt Road. And a quick look at CFAX 1070 weather. Beautiful weekend, mainly sunny today, a high of 22 degrees, except for down near the water. It's a high of about 17 degrees expected today down there. So if you're headed over the Swift Shore races, may want to take a windbreaker. A few clouds expected tonight, low of about 9 degrees. And tomorrow, also sunny, not quite as warm though, a high of 16 degrees for Sunday. I'm Kyle Reynolds. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. It's 11:34.
Now, Straight Talk. Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
We're going to be talking to Lorna Vanderhagen in a minute about iron. I think a lot of us go through these things as we hit a certain time in life where we may have iron deficiency, fatigue, all those things. I know we've been talking about the Foster Friday last night, and I feel a little that way myself today. If you are thinking about going tonight, I think they have a few tickets left for the Saturday night event at the Save-On Foods. So make sure that if you haven't got a ticket yet, you check it out because it's going to be fabulous. I'm now joined by Lorna Vanderhaeg, who's on the line. Hi, Lorna. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you today?
I'm pretty fantastic, thank you. I was just talking about the David Foster do last night in town. It was a huge star-studded event, lots of fun.
Oh, wow. Sounds like it.
It was. And I was saying, I need some iron now, Lorna.
Well, it does give us energy, that's for sure.
And, you know, I think you're looking at some of your literature here about symptoms of low iron. A lot of those things could also maybe relate to diabetes or other things, like some of the cold hands, tingling hands, some of the things could be associated with other symptoms, couldn't they?
Oh, absolutely. Well, when we look at the symptoms of low iron, they include feeling tired all the time, so you just don't have any energy. You walk up a few stairs, two or three, maybe four, and you start huffing and puffing. You've got the pale fingernails, dark circles under the eyes. If you pull your eyelid down and you look at the inner part of the eyelid, if it's white, then you know that you've got low iron. Mm-hmm. Hair loss is another symptom of low iron, a very common symptom in women in particular. And you don't have to be anemic to have the symptoms of low iron. And we know that in the elderly and in kids that our cognitive function is affected when we have low iron. So the elderly will have memory problems. In kids, they get poor test scores at school when they have low iron. And we used to think that the only people who needed iron supplements were women who were still menstruating. And now we've learned that because we're only eating about 8 milligrams of iron from our diet every day, because we've changed our diet away from red meat and egg yolks, which is a major source of iron, we're seeing the general population becoming more and more deficient in iron. And that just has so many overall effects.
And, you know, I hear a lot of people saying they feel dizzy and they think it's their glasses or their sunglasses maybe. So dizziness is one of the signs too, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Dizziness is another sign. You know, just literally feeling exhausted, wiped out. And, you know, if you've got the classic dark circle under your eyes, if you're a woman and you're continually putting on a concealer under your eyes, maybe you should have your iron checked. And again, it's one of those situations where you want to get copies of your blood tests, and you want to have a hemoglobin and a ferritin test. The ferritin is your iron storage, and you want to have both those tests, and you want to look at your test results, because, as I said, you don't have to be anemic, which is really super low in iron, to have these symptoms. And it can be affecting so many things. Athletes, for example, if you work out at the gym and you do a lot of sweating, you lose iron through your sweat. And we know that in the Pacific Northwest, we have a lot of mercury exposure here because of mercury vapor in the air and through our seafood. When we become iron deficient, our mercury levels go up. So iron has a tendency to bump mercury out of the position. So it's important to make sure that you're in a normal range, not hanging on the edge of low normal.
And they only usually test the one thing, don't they, Lorna? The hemoglobin, is that right?
Yes, they generally only test hemoglobin, but it's very important they test ferritin. And our hair follicles are made out of ferritin. The base of the follicle is full of ferritin. And as our ferritin levels decline, our iron storage declines, our hair falls out. So a lot of women will develop terrible hair loss in their 40s and 50s when they get heavy periods. And then we look at all of these elderly people who have this thin, wispy hair. It has nothing to do with age. It may simply have to do with the fact that you're not getting enough iron in your diet. And unfortunately, we can't get iron from vegetables. It's just about impossible. Iron supplements are nasty. They cause terrible constipation. And so thankfully, there's some really good iron supplements at the health food store. One in particular is a liquid iron that tastes like Bailey's. It tastes like Bailey's or Werther's candies.
Mm.
And it does not constipate, and it raises your ferritin quickly along with your hemoglobin, and you just start to have energy back again. It's got a kid's dosage on the label. So if you've got a child who you can just never get red meat or eggs into, then you might want to think about giving them an iron supplement as well.
Now, do you need to know for sure you're low and you shouldn't be taking any supplements like this unless you are, because you can have too many of them?
Well, you know, the thing is, there is a small percentage of the population, very small, that can develop what we call iron overload. And we generally see that in men. It's not as common in women. And you'll also feel similar symptoms. So exhaustion is another symptom associated with high iron. So if you're an adult and you've got the classic symptoms, you know, peeling fingernails, dark circles under the eyes, you don't eat red meat very often, you don't eat egg yolks, then you're probably deficient, and you'll be safe to take 10 milligrams of elemental iron per day, which is what's found in the liquid iron that tastes like Bailey's. When we look at iron supplements that our doctor gives us, they usually give 300 milligrams of iron, which is equivalent to about 30 milligrams of elemental iron. And that's just far too much. We would never give that to people on a daily dosage. The maximum amount of iron that we should be giving people is about 30 milligrams of elemental iron, which is what we would prescribe for women who are pregnant and nursing, and also for people who have low iron or anemia.
Lorna, maybe you could send me that stuff. You can look this up on Lorna's website, or you can contact me at lifestylewithpattymack.com. Back in a minute with Lorna Vanderhaeg.
news breaks, Victoria turns to CFAX 1070. News, weather, traffic. When you need to know. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Hi, I'm Rhonda from Cruise Experts Travel. We at Cruise Experts Travel are part of the Cruise Connoisseur Club of Oceania Cruises and offer many added amenities such as prepaid gratuities, shipboard credit, and free hotels. I would love to tell you all about Oceania Cruises and our special offers. Call me, 250-384-8100. Imagine Alaska 2013, cruise only from $11.99. Call me, 250-384-8100, your local Oceania expert.
Preventive, proactive car maintenance is essential to keep your car running. Stay on top of things with a regular maintenance schedule at Island Muffler and Brake Auto Care. They're a full-service automotive repair shop. They'll let you know what's wrong and needs to be repaired and what can be fixed later by setting up a maintenance schedule. Here, your car will receive only the service it needs and the work is guaranteed.
Here at Island Muffler, you know we've got what it takes. Island Muffler.
This year, get the Working Opportunity Fund commercialization shares working for you. Receive extra tax savings of up to 30% with the added bonus of dividend payments of up to 25% over a three-year period. An RSP investment that delivers the tax savings and dividends you deserve. The Working Opportunity Fund commercialization shares. Invest today. Shares of the fund are sold by prospectus. Go to growthworks.ca for details and limitations. Dividends are not guaranteed.
Listen to the Connor Financial Report every Saturday at 12 noon on CFAX 1070. Frankly speaking, you can't afford to miss it.
Take your best shot at the Bear, and you've got a chance to win over $7,500 in prizes in the Bear Mountain Men's Amateur Golf Tournament. Entry includes two rounds with GPS power card, first tee gift, burger lunch at Jack's, hole-in-one prizes, and the awards banquet in the Westin Ballroom. Special guest rates are available. The Bear Mountain Men's Amateur. It's worth a shot. Just $150. Maximum handicap 24. Book early. Registration closes June 28th. Call 744-BEAR.
We are back with Lorna Vanderhaeg. We're talking about iron. Who needs to get iron?
Oh, well, when we look at who needs iron, we all should be getting about 20 milligrams of iron from our diet every day. The latest research showed that the average Canadian is getting 8 milligrams of iron from their diet. So we could all probably use to take 10 milligrams of elemental iron per day. And if you're an elderly person, you definitely would need to take 10 milligrams of iron. If you're a child who doesn't eat meat products, then you would take 10 milligrams of iron. As well, anyone who's an athlete, women with heavy periods, women of childbearing years. So pretty much everybody, you know, it improves test scores in kids at school. It's great for memory for the elderly and for anyone who needs energy.
What kind of things can we eat to get more iron as well?
Red meat and eggs are two very good sources, and they're absorbable forms of iron. Vegetables, unfortunately, do not provide absorbable forms of iron. And if you're going to look for a nutritional supplement in the health food store, the one that I like is the Lipofer liquid iron, which tastes like Werther's candies and doesn't constipate.
And that's called Lipofer?
Yes, it's a form of iron called Lipofer, and the supplement's called Iron Smart.
Okay. And fertility, this can be, iron can affect that as well.
Oh, yes. If you are low in, well, all kinds of vitamins and minerals, but iron in particular, they found that women who were low in iron had much lower fertility rates than women who had normal levels of iron. So if you're thinking about having a child, everyone focuses on folic acid to prevent neural tube defects, but it's important that you take a great multivitamin with minerals, and you could also take the liquid Iron Smart iron separately as well. I'm not a fan of prenatal vitamins, because they often have nasty forms of iron that cause terrible constipation, and the last thing you want to do is be constipated when you're pregnant.
Ay, ay, ay.
Pretty nasty.
Lorna, you are a wealth of information. How do people get a hold of you if they want to know more?
People can go to the website at Hormone Help, so that's the word hormone and the word help, H-E-L-P.com. And they can click on the Ask Lorna button if they want to ask me questions.
Beautiful. And remember to get those tests done, ferritin, hemoglobin. And you can also go to my website, lifestylewithpattymack.com. And Lorna, you can send me that information. I'm going out to get some iron today, Lorna.
Thank you.
Okay, take care. Have a great weekend.
Bye-bye.
On the phone with me right now is Jill, and she's got a plea for anybody out there. Hey, Jill, how are you?
I'm good, Patty. How are you?
I'm good. Now, you have a lost kitty that you just want people, if they're out there on this beautiful Saturday, to maybe keep their eye out for, because someone is really missing their little kitty.
That's right. Her name is Annabelle. She also goes by Annie. She's a two-year-old spayed female brown tabby, mm-hmm. and she doesn't have a collar on, but she does have a tattoo, and she does have a microchip. And she was lost in the Prospect Lake, Elk Lake area near Spartan Road on Sunday, so we're looking at about 6 days. And, we're pretty devastated, so if anybody has seen Annie, or if there's any sightings, they can contact me at 250-479-9819.
Okay. And even, you know, if you think you've seen this little kitty, give a call, because it's a little skittish, so it might not come to you. But even if you've seen around the area, there's lots of posters out with this little kitty. So have a look, and if you've seen it, because... you know, when you have a pet and you love it a lot, it's a tough one to lose it.
Right.
And cats get a little skittish sometimes and they go off. And so just check your garage, check around, and if you see Annie, give a call to 479-9819, and I know the family will be so happy if you find their kitty.
Yeah, well, thank you very much, Patty, for giving me the few minutes to put this out in the air.
You're so welcome. You have a great day, and I hope
you find
Annie. Okay.
Take care. Okay, bye.
Now we're going to talk about... fashion, which is something we all love to do. I was lucky enough to get all dolled up last night for my do. On the phone with me is Bonnie Pollard, who is a fashion stylist for Mayfair Mall. How are you?
I'm great, thank you.
Excellent. Now, Bonnie, being a fashion stylist must be so much fun. How do you keep current? Do you have to study all the trends to see what is coming up in the future, now, whatever is going on in fashion?
Do as far as within the same calendar year. I try to keep my eyes on what's coming up for fall, but really focus on the spring and current season. And it's exciting because with working with Mayfair, I have 120 different stores that I'm keeping on top of what all their merchandise is. So there's a lot of variety that we can offer everybody, and I think that's a nice challenge of my position.
And there's lots of really cool stuff at Mayfair. Now, I see a lot of coral right now. Is that kind of the color of the season?
Anything tangerine.
And tangerine.
That can be like a more of a hot tomato shade of orange right through to a pastel, like sherbet orange, and then into the coral shades as well. So usually when we see a color come in for a trend season, it only comes in like one or two varieties. This season with the tangerine, they've actually really brought it in. There's the coral shades, which are more the pinky oranges, which suit the cooler toned palettes. And then there's also a lot of the warm shades as well. So there's something for everybody, which is kind of exciting.
Yeah, and I think, Bonnie, people have been around the dial a bit and they've, you know, had the corals back in the day. They might think, oh, I can't wear coral. But really, like you say, there are some different warm, different colors, and you can wear it in different parts of your body. So tell us some ideas if we don't want to wear too much coral. What accessories or pants, how we should wear it?
Well, anytime we're introducing a new color, I personally find that most clients are all in neutrals. So the first thing I try to get them to is introduce at least an accessory, maybe a scarf, a necklace, a bracelet, something that's going to, or even for the guys, introducing like a tie or a little bit of an accent.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, and then introducing that, getting used to wearing it as a new color, and then venturing into, say, like, for example, the colored jeans that are really in right now, and the capris and the khakis in the bright colors. But maybe instead of stepping into something bold, start it with an accessory, get used to it, find out you love it, and then introduce it further.
And when you have, like, the bold pants like that, you have to sort of have a more subdued top?
I definitely would. And I tend to go with more neutrals or different shades of the same. So, like, for example, if we're doing the sherbet and the pastel shades down below, I'd match it with a very pale type of neutral up top, either in the creams or maybe a soft lilac, and et cetera, just so that, again, it's not pulling too much to one area. We're not used to wearing bold color contrasts for most of us. So I know it's the color blocking trend right now, but it scares a lot of us.
But it's fun to try new things. So,
it is.
And I know you're there to help people. So when we come back, we're going to talk more with Bonnie about some great shops opening up at Mayfair.
When I get off of this mountain, you know where I want to go.
Your home hosting a business meeting, but you're not sure where to start. The pressure's on, right? Here's an idea. Consider Highland Pacific Golf. Their meeting room is equipped for all your presentation needs and holds up to 80 people. Enjoy the top-notch catering, have a go at the driving range during breaks. Book your business meeting at Highland Pacific Golf. You might be hailed as a meeting room planning hero. Highland Pacific Golf. It's more than just golf. Right behind Vic General. Call 478-GOLF. Online at highlandpacificgolf.com.
Visit Lux Home Interiors this May to take advantage of our semi-annual sale, one of our best and biggest sales of the year. You'll find substantial savings on new custom orders, accent furniture, area rugs, lighting, art, and accessories. You'll also find our ready-to-go floor model clearance items priced at 35 to 50% off. The May semi-annual sale at Lux Home Interiors is on now. Visit the showroom at the corner of Douglas and Hillside or online at yourstyleyourway.ca.
So many new plants sprouting up all over the farm, ain't there, wife?
Ooh, with their tiny, cute little green leaves.
Cuter than our kids.
Watch them out, Fred.
I mean, soon they're going to grow up into fresh vegetables, you know? Like the fresh produce, meats, and more they got on special at Red Barn Market.
Like Island Farmhouse whole fried chickens, just $1.99 a pound. And BC on the Vine tomatoes, just 89 cents a pound. Check the fancy, shiny new website at redbarnmarket.ca and enter to win Red Barn Bucks.
Hi, this is Barry Bowman for Ross Place Retirement Residence. As you may know, Ross Place has completed a major renovation. They currently have suites starting at only $1,950 a month, including all meals. So if you or a member of your family are considering moving to a retirement residence, take a tour of Ross Place, and you'll be very surprised by the great room, movie theater, billiards room, and more. Respite suites are also available for $75 a day, including all meals. Call now to arrange a personal tour.
We are back with Bonnie Pollard, who is fashion stylist at Mayfair Mall. Bonnie, you've got a really exciting opening there, which is the first Banana Republic on the island. Is going on this weekend. Tell us more about this huge square footage store.
Oh, it's actually one of our largest stores in the center, and we are so excited to welcome, not just because they are the only one here on the island, but actually what versatility they bring for us. It's a mixture of, you know, it's affordable luxury, so it's a mixture of what they can take for everyday office right through into the weekend. It's beautiful quality fabrics and essential timeless pieces as far as cuts, but they get very versatile in all aspects.
Now, are they part of the Gap system,
yes,
aren't they?
They are part of the Gap family.
And I love that kind of thing. I think Gap works for, you know, younger and older, because there's, and I hear Banana Republic's kind of a step up from that even. So what kind of things are they offering right now? Because I'm sure you've been to the store. What kind of items are they promoting right now?
Well, they've got all their spring and summer collections, and actually they do have a gift with purchase for their grand opening, which is you get a free umbrella with a purchase of $75 or more in the store. And we also had our street team hitting out on the locations this week as far as giving out bananas with $20 gift card vouchers. So a lot of people have a gift card that they can now spend.
Oh, that's fun.
A lot of great fun things. So we're really excited again to welcome their versatility.
And where is that in the mall exactly?
It is towards the end by where Sephora is located.
Oh, beautiful. Excellent. Well, that's really exciting, because it's nice to have lots of choices in town to shop, right? Different places where we can find things that fit our body. Because, like you say, fashion can be fun and exciting. We shouldn't be afraid to overcome our fears, because a lot of people just think, I'm going to wear this big T-shirt and I don't like shopping. And people like you, Bonnie, can help us to know that we can wear some of these trends and wear some nicer clothes that maybe fit our bodies better.
The biggest part of my consultations is people are wanting to look at how to take the trends and which ones they should skip on and which ones they should actually pay attention to and how to wear them successfully so it brings out the best in them. It's no sense just following something because it's in the trend or it's on the magazines. It's really about bringing out the best in you and, again, flattering. So, but sometimes it's very overwhelming with that. I'm kind of the friendly version of what not to wear. So,
but you have to be honest too, though, I guess, Bonnie, that, you know, you don't have to be mean about it, but you want to let people know what looks good or doesn't look good, because sometimes people are too nice about it and then they let their friends go out looking horrible.
Yeah, and sometimes we have a great friend or relative that we can take shopping for that honest opinion, and other times they are just too nice, so we need that outside approach on it. But I'm definitely not going to tell somebody it looks good on them if it really is not a right fit or that. And I really carefully listen to a person's lifestyle. For me, I find a lot of people are not making their closet work hard enough for them. They've got far too many pieces that are kind of in the sometimes category, yeah. Not really what really fits them well and what they love.
And age appropriate, too.
Oh, definitely.
You don't want to be wearing the Hoochie Mama skirt when you're 60.
Or how can we pair it with some leggings or something? I mean, when are leggings appropriate for our body shapes and when are they not?
Exactly, exactly. And I guess you can't ever go wrong with some of these great accessories right now, the sunglasses and the big rings. What's kind of the biggest trend you see?
I love scarves. Actually, my biggest thing is working with scarves because you can change it up. It's a really affordable way to change up a whole look of an outfit. One of the hottest pieces I tell everybody to have for spring and summer is a floral scarf. And the floral scarves this season have a lot of variety. They might have a solid color mixed in with a bunch of floral tones, so that actually works really well. A colored blazer is another piece that I really like to add into wardrobes because if you have a lot of neutral bases, then it adds a nice pop. And then working from there as far as like some great chain necklaces that have multiple colored beads, they're really great too.
Blazers are great. Blazers and cardigans really work well, don't they?
Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of shorter cardigans. I mean, not the super crop ones, but just more of a classic waist length that can be worn both done up as well as open. And they're really great to get over the summer dresses right through your tank tops or shells for the office.
Now, this is my bad season because, you know, arms are being shown and, you know, the old goat neck because I love the scarves. Can we still wear scarves and sleeves at this time of year?
Certainly. You'll find those fabrics this season are much lighter weight. There's a lot of linen and silk blends, so they're very breathable and airy. So they're not as warm and clingy. I find also working with the scarves, you'll find that they're a lighter weight in the fabric, too. So you loosen them up and hang them more a little bit lower so they're not right tight against your neck.
And what are you seeing for the pant right now for the summer as far as lengths? The crop pant, or is it sort of the more the longer jean?
The crop length rather than even the capris. I find capris sometimes cut off, especially some of our petite heights. Yeah. They don't actually look very flattering. Some of the crop pants, because they taper in a little bit more at the ankle, look actually more flattering than some of the skinny pants that we're seeing. And we're seeing a transfer out of the super skinny jeans into more of a straighter, like a slim cut line. And then we're seeing the versatility even into some flares for the pants.
And thank God that waistline's coming up a bit.
Yeah, lots of high waist, and you're going to see that trend continue into the fall as well. Nice high waistbands on the dress pants, more of the traditional trouser cuts as well, with, you know, a fuller or straight to leg as well.
A little more classic.
Yeah.
Now, Bonnie, how do people get a hold of you if they want to get some help?
Email me directly at mayfairstyle@shaw.ca, or they can also call the concierge desk at 250-383-0541, and they'll put them in touch with me.
Fabulous. And make sure you get out and have a look at that Banana Republic. I'm sure they're going to have some great bargains going.
And one thing I want to remind everybody, this is a complimentary service that Mayfair offers to make shopping easier for you. So
nice.
It's great to take advantage of it even a couple times a year just to come even for a style preview and have a look at what the trends are.
There aren't many things around that are free, no strings attached. Awesome, Bonnie. Well, thank you so much for joining us today and giving us some great ideas.
Thank you.
You have a wonderful weekend, TJ, you too. And I hope you guys enjoy your weekend. If you are going to Foster tonight, enjoy that. And just get out there and have a great time. See you.